Please note that this meeting has been streamed live on the internet. It is lovely to welcome the gallery back. 7 o'clock last night, we found out that we were able to welcome you back. But I do remind you that you are here as observers, not as participants. So please show respect to the councillors, the staff, and those watching at home by remaining silent and seated. There are no apologies tonight. Are there any requests for leave of absence, councillors? No, thank you. Confirmation of the minutes. Minutes of the meeting of council held on the 24th of May and 15th of June. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Flynn.
That the minutes emanating from the council meeting of the Bushmills City Council held online and live streamed at 5:30 p.m. on the 24th of May 2021 and 5 p.m. on the 15th of June 2021 be adopted.
Could I have a second for that motion, please? Councillor Ross. All those in favour? Thank you. That is carried. Are there any conflicts of interest that councillors wish to declare on tonight's agenda? Thank you. There are no public questions tonight, so we'll move to Officer Reports 9.1, Management and Operation of Horsham Aquatic Centre. The purpose of this report is to approve extension of the current contract 12/046 with the YMCA, the Y, in relation to the management and operation of Horsham Aquatic Centre for 12 months until 30 June 2022, and also approve the proposed fee schedule for the 2021-2022 financial year. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Haynell.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Recommendation is that Council approve the YMCA's 12-month contract extension proposal for the non-guaranteed contract sum amount of $37,500 per month. As per Model A, business as usual BAU. Review the monthly contract payment amount before the start of the seventh month and, if appropriate, introduce the reduced service offerings as per Model B, noting this would be subject to a further council decision. And approve the proposed fees and charges for the 2021-2022 financial year for the Horsham Aquatic Centre as per Appendix 9.1A.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell. Do I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Flynn.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to move an amendment, please.
Certainly, Councillor Bell.
I'd like to move that we include an extra clause recommending that the YMCA have a high focus on marketing and demonstrations of specialised equipment and programs in the community and businesses to promote the Horsham Aquatic Centre and increase members and users.
Do you have those words written down?
Yes, I do.
Please. I have a seconder for that amendment. Councillor Ross. Is anyone opposed to that amendment? Would anyone like to speak to that amendment? No? Councillor?
Yeah. Thanks, Madam Mayor. I just believe that with following COVID, people have become a little bit despondent about a lot of things. And as we found with our councillor tour, I was impressed with a lot of the new equipment down there that I didn't know existed. And some of it, even not being a gym person, would have impressed me and wanted me to use it. And I don't believe that many people in the community know about some of that equipment. And I believe it could see a significant change to the number of users at the Aquatic Centre. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Ross, would you like to speak? Would anyone else like to speak? That being the case, Councillor Power.
Madam Mayor, just following up on what Councillor Bell said, Thanks, Madam Mayor. Just like to follow on what Councillor Bell said. This is a very fine piece of machinery that we have down there. This is something for the whole community. It's been built for the community. We keep on refurbishing it for the community. So, like Councillor Bell said, we just try and get people to go there again after the COVID, after we've been closed down. So if we can encourage, through council, we can encourage people to go, join up, go down and use the facilities. They are there to be used. They're not there to be looked at. They're there to be used. All the facilities down there, the swimming pools, the gym, also all the other programs that they have running down there. Also, hopefully, sooner or later, we'll get the creche up and running again for the kids. So well done. This is a great project and we just need to keep it pumping. Thank you.
Yes, thanks, Madam Mayor. I will speak to the amendment. The Proportional Products Centre is critical infrastructure for the health and wellbeing of our community, from families and children learning to swim to mobility and wellness for our ageing. With an average increase of only 2.3% overall, in line with costs, with increasing costs and uncertainties due to COVID, this is an affordable and most interactive venue while remaining cost-effective in a competitive exercise market space. And there is also the provision for an alternative Model B, if required, that will be subject to further council decision if changes and a review is required.
Thank you. Okay, we'll put that amendment to the vote to include it. All those in favour? Thank you. That is now included in our motion. So we'll now vote on the entire substantive motion. So all the, is anyone else?
Okay, Councillor Bedell, is there anything else you wish to say about that motion? Councillor Bedell, would you like to speak?
We're still in the midst of a global pandemic, and I believe we will be for some time. It's been a challenging period of time for the Aquatic Centre. And during lockdown, one of the things people talked about the most was social interaction. And I think the Aquatic Centre provides that, from whether you're a young person going to swim lessons or the retirees who have their daily exercise and social gathering. So I think it's really important that we extend this contract, and most certainly review it in 6 months' time.
Okay. Councillor
Bowen, thank you, Madam Mayor. I feel that it's vital to have the Horsham Aquatic Centre working effectively to meet its members' needs and the wider community needs, thus creating more certainty and continuation of its service while being flexible in the ever-changing moments of the COVID lockdown restrictions and getting back to normal times without COVID getting in the way. And it's great that the management during the summertime work with flexible. I'd like to make sure that they work the flexible hours to accommodate for the hot summer days a bit longer on the weekends were the indoor-outdoor pool. And I do agree with the additional thing that was added about the equipment and that being a bit more popularised, marketing and that, because I know before COVID, they had a machine down there which they were going to start promoting, but it would be fabulous to get that out there. And well done to the YCMA on its management and operation of the Aquatic Centre, as it's been doing its part and maintaining the health and wellbeing of all those that visit and use the Aquatic Centre. Thank you.
Okay, councillors, we'll put that to vote. All those in favour? Thank you. That is carried. 9.2, review of community local law. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the proposed community local law. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Haynell.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
the council receive and note the proposed community local law, appendix 9.2A, and make available to the public the proposed community local law for comment for a period of 34 days commencing on the 29th of June 2021.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell. Can I have a seconder for that motion, please? Councillor Power. Is the motion opposed? Does any councillor wish to speak? Councillor Bell. Councillor Haynell, you may start.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Our local laws provide the peace, order and good governance of the municipal district and, most importantly, add to our safe community.
Thank you. Councillor Power.
Yes, again, just what Councillor Harnell says, I totally agree. The best part about this report was in the initial recommendation, receive and note the proposed community law. That means we're going to put it out to the community. We're going to get them to have a say on our community because we value community engagement as a council. This is a great idea. Thank you.
Anyone else like to speak? Councillor Bell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I'd just like to tell the public that, you know, we do need local laws and there's been a lot of work put into this review and I encourage them to have a look and to be take particular note and read a number of things. For example, number 42 talks about not driving or parking on nature strips. Since we've seen the draft, I've actually taken note of the number of vehicles in town who, because there's more vehicles like at a rental or things like that, or they need to clear the traffic way, are actually doing that. So there's a number of things that will actually affect the community in good ways and challenging. So I encourage the community to make sure that they get involved and put forward their views. Thank you.
Does anyone else like to speak? Councillor Byrne.
I'd like to also, thank Councillor Power, Hanel, and Bell on the comments for to the review of the local community law. I also would like to encourage the community for its feedback on the community local law over 34 days commencing on the 29th of June. Having a community local law in place is required to protect our health, our public health, safety and the amenities across our community. And I'll again emphasise this, please have a look, and it's important to have your say on the community local law. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak? No? Thank you, Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Local laws, after a period of time, always go into lots of recess, I suppose. So this is the process of renewing those laws, and in that process also reviewing the laws and some changes. And I'd like to alert the farmers who are in the gallery here today to some anomalies there. For example, when you have animals on the streets or on roads, you're supposed to carry a bag to retrieve fecal material. We're allowed to drive sheep on the roads, but it's an impossible task if we're supposed to chase behind sheep. So maybe we need to do some work in modifying some of that. I'd just like to highlight that. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Anyone else wish to speak? Okay, that being the case, we'll put this to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you. That is carried. 9.3, Regional Tourism Structure Review. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the outcomes of the Regional Tourism Structure Review and confirm Council's preferred visitor economy partnership. Councillors, we have a long recommendation there. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Bell.
Madam Mayor, I'd actually like to see this motion split up if we could. I think it's very involved.
We can do that. Would you like to start by moving the first part that you're happy to move?
Thank you. I'd like to move that Horsham-Rural City Council continues as a member of the Grampians Tourism with a reduced commitment over the next 3 years, sorry, financial commitment, over the next 3 years, being part of the transition process to the Western Victorian Visitor Economy Partnership.
So can we just have those words, please? Can you just bring those words?
Yeah, so there's really not.
Which word did you... You just put
so in... So Grampians Tourism, I inserted with a reduced financial commitment.
a reduced financial commitment.
As part of the transition process, so the B, when it be as part? Sorry, 3 years as part of the transition rather than B part. Is that correct, Don?
Yeah, it wasn't in here, but I think it should have been here anyway.
Yeah. All right, so we're just doing point one now. So there's nothing else you wanted to?
I think, sorry, had a minute. When I looked at the options to consider that are presented in the report, I actually think this is a very complex discussion, so I'm not quite sure how we'll work through it.
Okay, yeah. All right. All right, well, we're just working on recommendation one for the moment, councillors. So Councillor Bell has moved just point one.
Clarify, what do you mean by reduced contribution? So because there's a dollar amount which we are committed to in the past, so, yeah, good to get some clarity, Madam Mayor.
I guess it's best if I explain the reason for my including that.
How about we get a second of first and then we can debate? Sure. That might be easier. Can I have a second for Councillor Bells and Councillor Bowe? Okay.
So
is anyone opposed to this motion? Okay, Councillor Bell.
So did you want me to respond to
Mr. Barr first? Yeah, well, you can part of your look. I was part of your thing, you will obviously answer.
So my concern is, like, with the discussions at the briefing, a number of us highlighted the fact that we felt we need to be part of the Western Victorian and the Northwest Alliance as well as Grampians Tourism because we have visitors coming or we wish to draw visitors from all angles to our city.
Can I just clarify that Grampians Tourism will morph into the Western Victorian Visitor Economy Partnership? So in 3 years, Grampians Tourism will not exist. Is that correct? Yeah.
So they transition into the Western Victoria. So that's part of my added comment about the fact that I think this is more complex than we've already discussed, and I think it's actually a deeper discussion. So I am concerned that we actually. So I guess I could ask the question: do we need to resolve this tonight?
I think we do.
Get through you, Madam Mayor. That will be my preference, that Council considers it and makes a decision tonight because our existing MOU finishes 2 days after, on the 30th of June, and we need to have another MOU, which also then means that we need to commit to a contribution. Yes, that will be my preference, I would say.
Reading the documentation, the... on the 1st of July, the new visitor economy is stuck, so we do have to make a decision of some description tonight.
Madam Mayor, a question, further question to Mr. Barlow then. How can we, obviously, if we're committing to these changes and they're happening over the next 3 years, to actually, is that the understanding that they're committing, they're being coming in gradually over that time to actually be implemented then, or are they just business as usual until then and then change?
Yeah, that's a good question, Councillor Bell. So the intent is, that we will transition over a three-year period, and I think there's a lot of work to be done in terms of the governance of the new entities, their membership base, and how they're going to actually function in the future on their own, but then also what sort of interaction they're going to have with the other adjoining similar establishments like the Visitor Economy Partnership. So we'll obviously have one for which is the Western Victorian, and then there's also the Northwest Victorian, which is just about how they actually relate with each other. So there's a lot of work to be done, and look, 3 years is almost like an arbitrary time frame, the state government has set. So by actually deciding tonight, what we're saying is, look, our preference is to, that's the recommendation, as you can say, is to actually go with the Western Victorian, but also acknowledging that we have to be part of the other group as well. Now, what that looks like, and I think that's the work we need to still do, and yes, there'll be a lot of discussion as to what role we play in this other group. There's a lot of discussion to be had on that front. Yeah.
So, Madam Mayor, then would we have, if we didn't reduce the financial commitment to Grampians Tourism in that time, would we have the financial availability to actually become part of those, to actually work towards integrating them. That's where I'm finding it really complex.
And you're worried about having to spend double the money to be part of them.
Or not having the money to actually become part of those other alliances or partnerships that we, a number of us, wanted to see that happen, and there's been no decision. But I'm concerned that if we make a decision tonight that doesn't encompass all of that, and we don't have the finances to then do it, which was why I was concerned that did we need to actually reduce financial commitment to Grampians Tourism to enable us to be part of the others in the transition.
Yeah, again, through you, Madam Mayor. So we obviously make a contribution, but then there is a significant amount provided by the state to Grampians Tourism, which will then morph into, you know, the Western Victorian Western Economy Partnership. So yes, we make a contribution. I think it's around $40,000. Plus, there's around $15,000 we contribute towards marketing. So that's our level of contribution. Now, if we were to actually have a similar role, you know, with the other group, then that's the sort of dollars we're looking at. But that's of course subject, you know, the other group being agreeable to have us participating in that partnership as well. I think that will be the discussion we'll have to have. You know? So there's a fair bit of negotiation involved. And as I said earlier, the intent of the whole review is to allow the partnerships to work together. As we know, you know, the visitors don't actually, differentiate between the boundaries across councils. You know, they don't, you know, so it's about how the different regions can work together in terms of marketing, you know, and promotion and the product offerings so that they can actually target, anyone coming to the state.
Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Bowe, would you like to speak? Does anyone oppose to this motion? Councillor Haynell, now you can speak.
I said that a while ago, Madam Mayor, thank you. Look, my thinking on the reason I would oppose it is because I see it as a positive. It's a win-win. If we can be part of two tourism associations, both South and North, that's great for us. I mean, yes, it might be a financial commitment, but that's an investment in our tourism visitor economy. It's only for 3 years in transition, so I wouldn't want to detract and take away from our visitor economy. I see it as an investment actually in. And I would have preferred to put in yet another amendment to say to defer it. We can have this discussion, but obviously it's more pressing, so we can't do that. That's how I take it. So I see it as a win-win. It's money well invested by being in both.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Ross.
It's more a question for me, Madam Mayor. If the financial commitment is reducing, it will reduce naturally as the transition occurs across to the West Victorian Economic Partnership. I mean, isn't it sort of...
I don't think we know the answer to that, which is part of our problem. Yeah, I mean, the government haven't given us enough answers.
I think one thing we can assume is that we will be committing more than what we are doing now. So whether it be less than what we're doing already, or less than what we're doing now,
anything else you want to say, Councillor? Anyone else wish to speak? Councillor Flynn.
So what's the risk if we reduce our financial commitment? Because the way I view this is the tourism organisation we're involved in just changed its name. This was only part of something that's something called Grampians Tourism anymore. So we're limiting ourselves by putting in less money over the next 3 years. Because domestic tourism is going to be so important in the next 5 years. So I doubt very much we're going to be going overseas. So I would hate to see us limit our ability to attract people to our city and our region by reducing the financial commitment we put towards this.
Through you, Madam Mayor, again, yes, there will be some impact because clearly when that transition is finalised, you know, there's a question mark over there. So, again, you know, we've got a three-year window to do it. But for the first 1 or 2 years, you know, we will continue with the status quo, which means that the four councils in the current region would have to contribute to make sure that we are still delivering effective tourism services in the region. So reducing it, I think, is going to have some impact. So I think one option could be, Madam Mayor and councillors, that When we sign the MOU, we only commit to say next 12 months, because it will take more than 12 months, you know, for us to sort out in all these different issues. So we commit, you know, when we sign the agreement, only sign for 12 months, and then we review it in 12 months' time, and then we'll see where that takes us, you know. But I think, again, my preference would be that we maintain a current level of funding and then review it in 12 months' time. So maybe if you're comfortable, maybe that's, maybe you can reword your motion that way, Councillor Bell.
Are you happy to do that?
Yes, I'm happy to do that. Yes, I would change it to 12 months instead of 3 years.
And take out the reduced financial commitment?
Yeah.
So it's the original motion.
The original motion is 12 months.
12 months instead of 3 years.
Can I please read that? I need to say review. Councillor, can you use me?
Councillor Bell, are you happy to amend this motion?
No, that's no. Wrong place. That's the recommendation. Just come down into the next bit. No, keep going. There. Take out a reduced financial commitment. Continue for 12 months. Is that what we're for 12 months instead of as a transition?
So if we put 12 months in there, we'll automatically do the review. We don't need to say review. Yeah, thank you. I'm happy with those changes.
So do you want to move the entire thing?
I think some parts of the other are just different discussions.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Are you happy with that motion?
Do you want me to restate it?
No, just there. Yeah. Councillor Bowe, are you happy with that motion? Okay, Councillor Powell.
For the next 12 months?
For the next 12 months. Everyone happy with that? Yeah. Okay, councillors, we'll put that part one to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you. That is carried. Okay, so we've got the next points two and three. Can I have some? We have recommendations there. Is anyone prepared to move them as a motion?
We've got two, three, and four.
Well, we've got two, three, and four. Do you want to move? We're going to.
I'll move those.
Three together? Okay. Can you read them out, please, mm-hmm. Councillor Bell? Councillor Powell, please.
Yeah, in four words.
Right, the recommendation that Council, part two, seek a partnership with North West Victoria, Outback, visitor economy partnership, to ensure that the tourism needs of Horsham Rural City Council are met both through Western Victorian Partnership and the North West Victoria Visitor Economy Partnership. Part three, continue to support the development of local tourism products through the Business Development and Tourism Unit and development of local marketing contact through Council's Visitor Services. And part four, support the North West Victoria Outback Visitor Economy Partnership through promoting their tourism destinations through Council's Visitor Services.
Thank you. Can I have a second of Councillor Bowe? Is anyone opposed to this motion? Would anyone like to speak to this motion? Okay, Councillor Powell, you may start.
Ladies first.
No, you have moved the motion. You get to open the debate.
Thank you very much. Regional tourism. As Councillor Flynn said before, that tourism is going to be a very, very important part of the Victorian economy. It's also going to be a very, very important part of the Horsham economy. We need this, but we need to be a part of this. To go ahead, to encourage people to come to Horsham. Although we sit on the crossroads here in Horsham of highways from here to Melbourne, here to Adelaide, we go from Portland through to Mildura and we travel from Bendigo across to Edenhope. We still need this in place to encourage people to come, stay in Horsham, use Horsham as a place to then drive to other destinations. We need this. We really do need this right at this time. COVID has caused so many issues to our local economy. This can only help us get bigger and better and to grow, which we need to do. The appendix that we have here that were given to us to read through are you know, they are great. There's nothing more I can say about them being great. You know, I would encourage people to go onto the website and actually have a look at what we've been given to read through. There's a lot of work gone into these appendixes that we do have here. A lot of good work's gone into it. And, look, all I can say is thanks to Fiona Gorman is the name on there, under Kevin O'Brien. I just thank those people that have put a lot of time and effort into promoting this recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you, Council.
Sorry, Madam Mayor. I'd like to say that it's, I believe that regional rural tourism partnerships are so essential for us, and it's so critical as I'd like us not to only be seen as a destination and a place to stay longer and a place to return to visit, because I want us to be seen as much more than that, because as we are a thriving regional community with many opportunities to visit, explore, live, work, invest, and raise families, which translates to a healthy bottom line for our local economy, I really think that these partnerships will be a very positive thing for our community. Thank you.
Thank you. Is anyone opposed to this motion? Would anyone like to speak? Councillor Bell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I believe the more partnerships we have, the better. As I said, we've got people that can come all sorts of different angles to us from different eyeways. We need to be promoting, I believe we've sadly lacked in this area. I noted in the report that it said that there's a Wimmera Southern Valley Tourism Collaboration and Destination Management Plan evolving at the moment, and that we're not part of it. I was a bit shocked at that. So that's another thing that we need to investigate. But I noted in number four there that we talk support the Northwest Outback visitor economy. I would actually like to see that developed into a mutually beneficial partnership where we're actually promoting each other's areas and drawing people through to see the different things from the different angles. I believe our tourism is sadly lacking, and I have been disappointed in the past with Grampians tourism. I don't believe for the 600,000 that we've already spent that people know about Horsham. I don't think we're on the map. I think they talk about the Grampians, and I cite an example last week where the CEO of Grampians Tourism was actually on the national news at night, and it was talking about the school holidays, and he made a comment that the Grampians accommodation was nearly full for the school holidays. Well, guess what? Horsham's sitting at about 20% and we're part of Grampians Tourism. So I find that sort of thing disappointing. I think it needs to be promoting the whole region, and I'll be looking to see that sort of thing improving for our commitment. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor
Hanna. Thank you, Madam Mayor. As long as Horsham continues to be a destination as well as an events and festival scene, then this is all positive for Horsham, the rural city. It's vital to our visitor economy, and in turn encourages people and families to stay and make a life here if we become a focus to fairly big tourism promoters. When we have a Western Highway bypass, the tourism economy will be critical for local business to boost incomes. And if we can be highlighted in two regions rather than one, then this will mean even more exposure for Horsham as a destination, which will help our local business economy as well. But one thing I would add is, as soon as it is possible, it would be helpful to know our financial implications for being part of the Northwest Victoria Outback Visitor Economy Partnership, because it does state that that is at this point unknown. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Anyone else like Councillor Ross?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I believe that diversity of voting is a good idea. This is what this promotes. It's good that. Well, put it this way, Grampians is a small part of our municipality. Most of the municipality is Big Sky, Outback Country, and that doesn't necessarily get promoted by the Grampians. Therefore, we'll cover our whole municipality, hopefully, and improve access to get tourism which was so important during this COVID period, our homegrown tourism. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak? That being the case, we'll put these this motion to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you. That is carried. Item 9.4. Sorry. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the Horsham project brief for the Horsham note the project brief for the Horsham South Structure Plan Stage 2. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Bell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I'd like to move that Council receive and note the contents of the finalised Horsham South Structure Plan Stage 2 project brief.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Flynn. Is anyone opposed to this motion? Does anyone wish to speak to this motion? That being the case, we'll put this motion to the vote. All those in favour?
Did say that I was opposed to it.
Oh, sorry, I missed that. I beg your pardon. I missed that. Sorry. Councillor Bell, would you like to start, please?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. This is just the approving the noting the brief to go out to the further consulting with the community and development of stage two. So we need to be doing this planning. We've got in a mess in other parts of our municipality because we haven't done the planning when we should. So I fully approve of us actually taking these steps to get the feedback.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Councillor Flynn.
Just following on from what Councillor Bell said, this is a very important piece of work. And I know in our short time here we've had a number of briefings on this, so thank you for all the staff that have been involved. And it's great to see that we're at stage two and we're on the stage.
Thank you.
To see how this progresses and how it happens.
Thank you. Councillor Haynell, you may speak now.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Look, I've been requesting for a time now to bring something to council meeting agenda for the other side of Horsham, the northern side, and that just seems to continue to go unheard. Listening to the needs and planning for the future on the northern side of Horsham is equally important, especially when we consider Western Highway bypass options, infrastructure requirements at Doon's Wift, on the northern side of Horsham or the city. And I do not understand the rush and why this is the second time we're provisioning for Horsham South, still without any cohesive plans and options for the other side of Horsham. And importantly, as outlined at the end of this report, risk implications. The potential risk is community dissent with specific outcomes of the structure plan. Community consultation is critical to ensure an honest dialogue to facilitate a sound working relationship within the community and council. A community consultation plan will establish a process for consultation that considers methods and monitoring of and response to consultation events. And I hope that this council is listening to all the community, not just one half, and not just those on the south of the railway line.
Anyone else like to speak? Councillor
Bond. I'd like to say that it's awesome to see this Horsham South Structure Plan moving forward and brought to this stage because there's another part of the community that it needs to be developed as well as Horsham North, Horsham West, and all those regions, and we're aware of it. And I know that this second stage, as Councillor Flynn and Bell said, there's the different stages to go, and I'm really looking forward to it because I know that all the other plans for the other regions are being worked on, as well as Horsham South, so I think it's fair to have all these different parts of the community plans work through as well as the Horsham South. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bowes. Anyone else like to speak? Councillor Powell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Yeah, just in relation to this brief, that's what it is. It's just a brief. It's telling us what will happen and all we need to do is receive and note it. But Councillor Harnell's point about Horsham North is fantastic idea as well. But we do need at this stage, because Horsham South, south of Horsham, whatever, Haven, whatever you like to call it, is growing so rapidly, there needs to be a plan in place so as we can actually control the growth of Horsham South. Horsham North at the moment is in one of those stable conditions out there where people live, people move into Horsham and travel back out of Horsham North. It's there, it's already been planned, it's there. Horsham South on the other side, and that's what this will do. It will bring us up to standard out there around Haven area and Mackenzie's Creek and so forth. It will give us a plan for the future of where growth can actually take place out there. So I fully endorse what's in front of us. Again, I say congratulations to the people who have put this report together for us and hope the work keeps on continuing.
Thank you. Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Planning is essential. We will have problems, of course, for South with industrial land and residential production. We must plan and get these things sorted out so we develop a better community for all of us. Thank you.
Councillor Bell, by supporting this, I in no way am not supporting doing something in Horsham North, and I've raised that a number of times. It's a matter of, as a council, we need to get a number of balls in the air at one time. We do, because of the length of time it takes to implement planning decisions and things like that, this is not going to be done in 12 months. It is important that it goes out to the community, and that's what we're doing at this stage, is putting this out to the community for the next stage of Horsham South. And I hope that this will be the effort for us improving Horsham North, which I have raised, because we do have the development on the northwest of Horsham with new subdivisions. So that will come as well. So I endorse what Councillor Aynell is saying, but not to the detriment of the Horsham South.
Thank you. Okay, councillors, we'll put this motion to the vote. All those in favour? Those against? Thank you. That is carried.
Madam Mayor, can I call division, please?
Certainly. Councillor Flynn has called division. Councillors, will reconsider this motion. All those in favour? Councillor Bell, Councillor Vogue, Councillor Flynn, Councillor Power, Councillor Ross, Councillor Galeen. Those against? Councillor Haynell, that motion is carried. Item 9.5, Investment in Traction and Growth Report. The purpose of this report is to
give the reason why. I'm entitled to in the government.
You've already explained in your speech as to why you want that noted.
Please, I'm entitled to have that within the government's rules.
Voice of Sand Standing Orders, please, while I just check that. Thank you, Councillor Bell, Councillor Flynn, all those in favour. Thank you. Note the Investment Attraction and Growth Report for April 2021. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Bell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I'd like to move that Council receive and note the Investment Attraction and Growth Report for April 2021.
Thank you. Could I have a seconder, please? Councillor Ross. Is anyone opposed to this motion? Okay. Yes. Councillor Bell, you may start.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I'd actually like to comment on the Horsham CAD revitalisation too, and to actually ask a question. The way it's written in the report, the first part is the strategic planning and urban design analysis. Is partly stage one. I know we have $100,000 in the budget, and it was in the budget from last year or the current year that we're nearly finished. I'm just wanting to ask whether or not the $100,000 is covering stage one and two, or whether we're paying the $100,000 for the urban design analysis, the initial stage, please.
Yeah. Mr. Barlow or Mr. O'Brien? Mr. O'Brien?
The
100,000 covers both
stage one and
two. Thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to say, Councillor Bell?
Yes, I'm happy to just leave it at that.
Oh, okay, righto. Councillor Ross, is there anything you'd like to speak?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. This is an important document which everyone in a municipality should read at some stage regularly, because it tells us what's going on. It's the fingers on the pulse of the development of our town and how we're going. So it's a really good document, important document. Thank you.
Thank you. The reason I'm not supporting this is because it was a bit of a grey area for me. We have in the past requested an outline of the list of the building permits, who received them, or who the building permits and planning permits were for. Sometimes the information has been available, sometimes not. So it's a bit of a grey area for me. This time it wasn't made available to me. I just didn't understand why we couldn't have an outline of you know, who was granted the permits this time around. So, yeah.
Okay.
To me, it wasn't clear.
Mr. Barlow?
Through you, Madam Mayor. So, as you know, councillors, as of last month, or last briefing, we have started to distribute a monthly report on the planning applications which are determined by the officers under delegation. So that's an ongoing thing, which also includes, you know, any applications which are subject to a VCAT appeal. So that's signed. So there's no reason why we can't include the building applications in the part of the same report. You know, but this report is a summary report at a high level, just giving councillors and sort of a bit of an insight into the economic activity in Horsham, but there's no reason why we can't provide this separate report, which you already started, you know, for councillors' information. We can do that.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak to this report, Councillor
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to say this investment attraction and growth report is one of the reports I look forward to seeing every month. Well done to the staff, Ms. Norman and Mr. O'Brien, and putting the report together. It's a fantastic insight in what's going on in the community, and that. So I'll just happy with the report and can't wait for the next one. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bowe. Anyone else like to speak? Councillor Bell, would you like to close out
your statement,
please?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. There's another couple of things in there too. The Stronger Business, Love Your City promotion that's in process. Sorry, folks. The Love Your City project that's happening, a lot of people aren't aware of it, that Together We Are Stronger. I believe that in view of the current situation and the change in people's thinking since the last lockdown has been quite dramatic. And I can't wait to see this in full force and in action. I do actually enjoy reading this report every time we get one tabled because I find a lot of information in there that tells us what we're doing to keep the city happening. Thank you.
Terrific. Councillors, we'll put this motion to the vote. All those in favour? Those against? Thank you. That is carried. 9.6, parking management plan. The purpose of this report is to adopt the parking management plan. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move this as a motion? Yes. Councillor Haynell.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The recommendation is that Council adopt the parking management plan, Appendix 946A, and commence implementation.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Bowe. Is anyone opposed to this motion? Councillor Flynn. Councillor Haynell, you may start.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This is a great opportunity to simplify and digitise our parking system in and around the central activity district of Horsham Rural City. It will save time and money handling, and with the ease of managing your parking from your driver's seat, it will also make life easier for our ageing population and mums with kids that have their hands full. This will be a time-saving process and an easy process.
Thank you. Councillor
Bowe. Thank you, I look forward to seeing how the parking management plan is implemented and reviewed process to ensure that it's meeting the needs of our community business and visitors. Because I'm always out and about, we've always had an interesting parking, but when I'm out and about, I'm always constantly up and around the parking, around the community and traffic and movement and its impact. I know there's been some looking forward to seeing how this goes. I'd like to say well done to those involved in preparing the settings in our parking management for the community. Thank you.
Councillor
Finn.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This is from the perspective of someone who works in the Central Activity District. There's going to be many vacant car parks, along with those who work in the CAD, not happy with this arrangement. Council needs to carefully consider the reputational risk associated with this plan, because already everyone doesn't like the local laws people, because normally they do the wrong thing and their meter has expired. The all-day parking, which has been removed from Wilson Street, this will push vehicles into the residential section of Wilson Street. It will be the same in McLaughlin and Roberts Avenue, with those who work in the CAD needing to park their vehicles. There will be difficulties at school drop-off and pick-up, not to mention with funerals if they are at the Catholic Church and Uniting Church, and I hope these don't happen on Wednesday, which, as we know, is court day. The word churn was mentioned a lot. No mention of parking your car and walking to do errands or appointments. Yes, there are those who work at the east end of Firebrae Street who walk or ride their bikes, but they also drive a vehicle. The solution that was given when asked about the all-day parking for working people was that businesses should provide off-street parking at their premises. I'm not sure we want businesses purchasing parcels of land or shops to turn into multi-storey car parks, as that will not be in the best interests of creating a vibrant central activity district. Thank you. Councillor Bell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I also have issues with the parking plan. I know that the maps are very hard to read, and some community members who wanted to come in on it weren't able to understand them. I'm not sure if it says that there was detailed stakeholder mapping taken on with all parties. I don't believe it was done with workers in the CBD. I'm not sure if it was done with delivery drivers or with taxis, because I can't see any results of any of that. They talk about supporting retail trade, but I'm not sure how they know how to do that, because retail trade has totally changed since COVID. And people do on purpose shopping now. Who knows what it's going to be after the next lockdown or the next one. They come and they go. At the moment, they're not even coming. So churn is not a problem at the moment, because half the space is empty. Approximately 50% of the business supporting our businesses comes from outside 3400. We see all the time talking about parking and walking and all this sort of thing. People who travel an hour or an hour and a half to come in shopping, they're not worried about parking and walking, they're worried about parking and getting their work done. So I do know that it was talked about that, and I do support two-hour parking in some areas of the CBD, particularly in the main street, because when people call in and want to have a meal and go shopping, then they do need to. I have a serious concern about changing any of the all-day parking to two-hour parking. The ease of enforcement was mentioned early in the brief. I don't believe that our parking is really about ease of enforcement. It's about our city operating appropriately for all those that use it. I know that there's two-hour parks that have people that park in them all day and don't get fined, and yet a block away from that, we can park in the two-hour and be there for 2.5 hours and we get fined. So I think enforcement needs to make sure that it's for everybody and fair. I did note in the discussions that it was to be a living document, which meant that it could be changed if there was issues. This talks about 12 months. I believe that it needs to be a more living than that. We might find in 3 months that we've got some serious effects. So I'm not sure whether we actually need to include that in the motion or whether that will be part of, but at this stage, I think we'll
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else like to speak? Councillor
Ross. Thanks, Madam Mayor. Should we include the words to review as necessary at the end? For example, if there's a problem, pickup occurs in 2 months, so we have the flexibility to fix it. Or would that happen anyway? That's just a thought.
Do you want to be more prescriptive than is necessary? Do you want to do it, review after 2 months or something?
Maybe, yeah, it's a good
rather
idea, I think.
As
yeah, or we can review it in 6 months' time. I mean, I think
we've got 12 months in there. Is it, you know, you're concerned about the Councillor Bell about 12 months. Councillor Ross, do you want to be more prescriptive than as necessary? Like, what's going to be the measure of as necessary?
I believe as necessary would be the number of complaints we would get. If you get some feedback, people are unhappy with some of the changes and it's not working for some of the retail businesses or restaurants. we then need to have a review.
I don't really know how logistically that's going to work if they're implementing an actual digitised parking arrangement. Like, there's actual machines going
around. This isn't about machines, this is just about plan.
The plan?
Machines are separate. This is purely about the changing of the time zones, et cetera, on the signs.
We've got 12 months in the thing already. It does say that there's been a detailed stakeholder exercise, you know, reference committee groups. I mean, this has gone through the percentage consultation.
Okay, so you aren't happy to...
No.
Okay, Councillor Ross, would you like to move that as a formal amendment then?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I'd like to move the amendment that add the words to review as necessary on the end of the original motion. Thank you.
Okay, can I have a second for that, Councillor Bell? Okay, is anyone opposed to that? Anyone want to speak to that? Okay, we'll put that to the vote. All those in favour of the amendment? Those against? Councillor Pinnell, are you voting?
Oh.
Is that for or against?
Against.
Okay, right, that motion, that amendment is carried. That then becomes our substantive motion. Okay, so does anyone else wish to speak to that motion? Councillor Bell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I'm a little bit confused now if we're going to review it, and I do agree with doing that. But based on Councillor Flynn's and myself issues that we've raised, does that mean that if those issues do prevail and become a problem, that then it will be reviewed immediately? Like, I guess I need clarification before I actually vote overall on the motion. Thank you.
Councillor Ross, would you like to speak a little tiny bit more about what you mean by as necessary? I think we need to clarify what as necessary means.
I would believe as necessary would mean a little bit of time for implementation, not immediately, but at least, say, a quarter, 2 to 3 months. And if there's a problems arise, then you review it and see what the issues are, see if it can be changed or what flexibility there is.
Okay. Yeah. All right, councillors, we'll put this motion. Councillor Hale, did you want to speak again?
I've got nothing else to say.
Okay, councillors, we'll put this new motion to the vote. All those in favour? Those against? Thank you, that is carried. Nine 9.7 quarterly performance report, January to March 2021, including the financial report. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the finance and performance report for the three-month period ended 31 March 2021, included as an appendix to the quarterly performance report, January to March 2021, appendix 9.7A. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Powell.
The recommendation is that Council receive and note the quarterly performance report and quarterly financial report for a three-month period ended 31st of March 2021. The appendix there is 9.7A.
Thank you. Can I have a second, please? Councillor Bowe, is anyone opposed to this motion? Okay, Councillor Powell and myself. Open the debate, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Again, we've got one of these reports. There's 32 pages of it, actually. And very colourful in places too. So I commend the people who put these reports together for us. Go through all different different projects that we've got going. I like the Horsham Rural City Talks, Our Future. That's fantastic the way it starts. And that goes into community cultural development. We've got performance indicators for that as well, which is really good with the sustaining the economy. We go through, right through, goal three is the asset management. So it talks there about the roadworks, the blitz that's undergoing, being undergoing at the moment, all in and around Horsham. Pathways to be renewed on the riverfront. Questions I get asked all the time is how come we've got so much of the river, which is the path down there at the moment, cut off from other people, that people can't walk on. Have to tell them to go into and have a look at what's going on in Horsham Talks so as they can understand what's going on down on the riverbank. It's really good to see, but again, it's a part of this report. Goal four that we've got in here is the governance and business excellence. It talks about the community vision. So here, Horsham Talks, our future. And we go on. It finishes up with goal five, which is the natural and built environments. It talks about council setting a zero net carbon goal. We all should get behind that as well. So, yes, this is another great report that's put together by council staff. They do a tremendous job. They keep on doing a tremendous job. And I'd like to congratulate Graham Harrison and his crew for putting this together and giving it to us to read about what's going on in Horsham.
Thank you,
Thanks, Madam Mayor. And yes, not to take away from Mr. Harrison's work and effort in putting together the report, but I've had this discussion regarding, I guess, the support and advocacy for the Western Highway bypass a few times now. And was told that council had been steered more towards working on an urban transport plan for Horsham to address truck traffic issues on all highways, including the Western Highway. An urban transport plan is about roading the urban areas. So how is this getting trucks out of Horsham? A vehicle bridge for Horsham, is that providing the river crossing for heavy-duty vehicles to take trucks out of Horsham, or are we just continuing the movement of trucks in Horsham, but just on the other side? Council's key objective was part of our induction was that council had to advocate for a bypass for trucks out of Horsham. And when I question this, I'm told that the old council were advised and decided against a bypass, instead focusing on an urban transport plan that just serves to keeps trucks in the township. We've just had the bypass and trucks out of Horsham as one of the priorities from respondents, and I just wonder why aren't we listening to community? Community surveys just conducted show that the bypass to get large trucks out of Horsham urban streets to make a safer community was one of the things high on the recent community survey list. That's just my comment.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Flynn.
The quarterly performance report, as my colleagues, Councillor Powell, Councillor Ward, said, there's many hours of work to go into that, and it's always an interesting read every quarter because there's information about our capital work program, the budget, the number of active library borrows, so the amount of people who go to the library and borrow is helpful, and also there's the mention of
thank you. Would anyone else like to speak? Okay, that being the case, we'll put this motion to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you. Those against? Thank you. That is carried. Councillor Power has called for a division. Councillors will reconsider this resolution. All those in favour, please put your hands. Councillor Bell, Councillor Bowe, Councillor Flynn, Councillor Power, Councillor Ross, Councillor Galeen. Those against? Councillor Haynell, thank you. That is carried. Item 9.8, rates policy review. The purpose of this report is to present the revised rates and charges financial hardship policy and the rates and charges debt collection policy for adoption. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Haynell.
that Council, number one, adopt the revised rates and charges financial hardship policy, appendix 9.8A, and that number two, Council adopt the revised rates and charges debt collection policy, appendix 9.8B.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder, please, Councillor Flynn? Is this motion opposed? Does anyone wish to speak to this motion? Okay, Councillor Haynell, you may start the debate, please.
This provides a sound balance between sensitivities and duty of care of those experiencing financial hardship in community and at the same time minimising any financial loss to council in doing so by providing this leniency to those in need, especially after the COVID restrictions.
Thank you, Councillor Flynn.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Policies come to us from time to time as normal business practices, but what I've noted is that the Victorian Ombudsman conducted a review across the state as to how councils dealt with ratepayers experiencing financial hardship. And within the report, it acknowledges that Horsham Rural City Council, that the Ombudsman acknowledged Horsham Rural City Council for the way it interacts with ratepayers experiencing financial hardship, and that's done with sensitivity and much awareness. And from the report, I gathered that there wasn't a lot of changes. There were only minor amendments. Thank you.
I'd like to support this too, and also I was going to raise what Councillor Finns just raised. I thought it was impressive that our council's operating with empathy, the staff are operating with empathy towards our community who are in trouble, and there may be more people challenged with COVID and loss of wages and things. So I think this is a really important part of working with our community, and I commend the staff for the way they're doing it.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak? Councillor Bowe.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to fully support Councillor Flynn and Councillor Bell's comments. It's good that we've got this in place to help ease the burden of financial of those who in financial.
Would anyone else like to speak? I'd just like to point out that payment plans are available to all ratepayers. You don't have to be in financial hardship, so anyone can contact the council staff and work out a weekly, fortnightly or monthly payment plan so that you don't have to have a quarterly or an annual bill. So I would encourage anyone at home who would like to discuss that to please contact council. Councillor Haynell, would you like to close out the debate?
No, it's not.
Good. Okay, councillors, we'll put this motion to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you. That is carried. 9.9 Budget 2021-2022 and Revenue and Rating Plan 2021-2024. The purpose of this report is to adopt the Horsham Rural City Council Budget 2021-2022 plus the three-year forward budget, rates and charges for 2021-2022 and the Revenue and Rating Plan 2021-2024. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us, a very long recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Flynn.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I might need to take a break in the middle. The council receiver notes, number one, council receiver note submissions to the draft budget attached in appendix 9.9A. Adopt Horsham Rural City Council Budget 2021-2022 and the subsequent three financial years as attached in Appendix 9.9B pursuant to Section 94 of the Local Government Act 2020. Adopt the Horsham Rural City Council Revenue and Rating Plan 2021-2024 as attached in Appendix 9.9C pursuant to Section 93 of the Local Government Act 2020. Adopt the Horsham Rural City Council rates and charges depicted in Section 4 of the attached budget document, Appendix 9.9B, pursuant to Section 94 of the Local Government Act 2020. Note the following changes to the draft budget in response to submissions, and also note that these are immaterial in nature, so have not been incorporated into the budget document at this point in time. They will be added in to Council's budget when carrying forward projects are brought to account in early 2021-2022. A, $10,000 to assist with the planning, re, a serenity garden for women impacted by family violence. B, $20,000 to assist with community planning at Nadimark with respect to economic development and the impacts of changes at Mount Arapiles. C, $66,000 to improve the train station garden and surrounds an open space. Six, note the following items have become known subsequent to the development of the draft budget and will be revised again with the carry forward projects when they are brought to account early in 2021-2022. None of these will impact the rate determination budget. Grants Commission will pay $50,000, 50% of the general purpose allocation in advance. Additional government grants of $3.3 million have been announced for capital. Revenue estimates of approximately $1.3 million from industrial land sales. Industrial land developments costs of $0.8 million. Works are required at the landfill for $90,000. Re-audit findings.
Thank you. Someone to second that motion, please. Councillor Bowe. Is this motion opposed? Does anyone wish to speak? Councillor Finn, you may start the debate.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The decisions we as councillors make need to be in the best interest of the whole municipality. This coronavirus is not going away anytime soon. Forecasting and budgeting in these uncertain times is certainly challenging. Looking at the budget presented, there are community grants and donations to sporting and recreational groups like the Solondo Golf Club, Nadimark Climbing Club, Riding for the Disabled, Hall Infrastructure at Clear Lake, Pimpinio and Kelkey. Our kindergartens are receiving some grants, and they're Bennett Road, Green Park, Nadimark Road. Our welfare and community services, like the Christian Emergency Food Centre and Horsham College Chaplaincy. Organisations such as the Dadsworth Bridge Hall and Wamonda North Hall are getting some money to support with their newsletter. So is the Makers Market. And we'll see events like the 2022 Pride Night, Karen New Year and the Arties Festival. There's capital works, Town Hall Heritage Hall floor replacement, the Aquatic Centre will see accessible change rooms, redevelopment at our caravan park, the City to River, a new pedestrian footbridge across the Rimmer River, paths and cycleways, urban road reconstruction, rural road reconstruction, rural bridge reconstruction, renewal of plant and equipment, energy saving measures to work towards a zero carbon plan implementation. There's also some non-capital initiatives like the Daughters and Sons of the West program, HR management system, compliance software to work within our delegations database, the investment attraction plan, project management system, and stage two of the aerodrome master plan. From the budget, there is a 27% increase into rural roads. There's grading, drainage, vegetation management, road construction and rehabilitation, bridges and culverts. We cannot forget those in our community who will be on low and fixed incomes, and they are probably already on payment plans, not only with council rates, but their utilities and even potentially the pharmacy for medication for their family. So if any of those in our community are experiencing financial hardship, I ask them and urge them to contact council to talk about your arrangements.
Thank you, Councillor
Finn. Councillor Bowe. I feel that the 2021-2022 budget has many positives. One of those which I like seeing is the community grants to various organisations and the various community projects. These are important to keep our community moving forward. As is the, as there's many factors to be considered in preparing and reviewing and releasing the council budget while considering the implementation of the community overlook model as a year and making it fair for all whilst meeting the needs of our community. And I know there's this document, and then there's this document which shows the snapshot of the council budget, which I recommend people get. I just believe that it may be sent in the mail with the rates. I'm not sure. I have to ask that question through to Mr. Harrison. And in closing, I'd like to thank my fellow councillors and council staff with their work and budget discussion and the information they that was presented in the different meetings we had about the budget. And once again, just thanks for the amount of work that goes into a council budget to ensure that it works and is fair for all in our community. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bowes. Councillor,
someone
against?
Mm.
Councillor
Haynell,
you're against the budget?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Whilst there's some amazing things within the budget, as councillors have said, I'm very conflicted. There's many aspects of this budget that I am conflicted with. On the one hand, we have a recommendation that we have had in recent years to have a municipal charge at $200 per annum. And yet we've had it at 275, now 240. Yet on the other hand, I'm listening to the farming rural sector who are greatly aggrieved by the increase in their differential rates. Now, there are costs, obviously, for infrastructure for the rural roads, and that does come at great costs that need to be covered. But probably most contradictory to me is that the community vision process, which informs the consequent council plan and adoption for this consultation process, and therefore then the budget, is only just happening now. Most councils have done due diligence and have completed and set the plan and council budget accordingly. But it just feels like we're doing it the other way around, effectively putting the chicken before the egg. And it does state clearly here within the agenda that future budgets past this one will be influenced by the community vision and new council plan, which are due to be finalised by the 31st of October this year. But as I said, like most other councils, it should already be finalised. I mean, it feels like, and I read somewhere that we're supposed to be falling in line and be part of four other councils, but then it kind of just feels like we're lagging behind. Why are we factoring in budgetary requirements and funding after the community vision plan and budget process? To me, it just doesn't seem to make sense. And not to mention that the survey results indicate, and again, we're advised when we started our council term to advocate for bypass for trucks away from Horsham, and yet it's still allocating roads for urban transport planning. Well, then finally, there's the recreational water that we were told to advocate for. We had Green Lake miss out on $30,000 funding allocation for water for recreation, and yet we have Burnt Creek Industrial Estate with $150,000 water allocation. Now, how is that sustainable, and how can we get water in our lakes for respite for families in our hot summers, and when we as councillors are supposed to be advocating for that? One of the things we are encouraged to advocate for when we first started, there now seems to be so much variation and deviation from where we were heading. I don't know. Are we still not listening to community? I'm not sure. This report ends in saying that the budget and revenue rating plans are ready for adoption, but really, I don't know that they are.
Thank you, Councillor Haynell. Is anyone prepared to speak for this motion? Anyone prepared to speak to this motion? Speak to the motion. Speak. Okay. All right. Anyone speaking against the motion? Councillor Ross.
Much of this budget is fantastic. It's positive stuff. It's macro to micro. It starts at the broad level right down to the charges for everything we do in the municipality. And I'd like to acknowledge the great work of Graham Harris and his team at this stage, because it's a mammoth job to get this budget up. However, for me, there is one stumbling block. And that is that we have the change to the rating system, the differential, and how it affects the farming community. We currently have a rating strategy for 2019 to 23, and I believe those changes are against that policy which still stands. And tucked away in the executive summary is a paragraph that says, rapidly changing land valuations are creating an additional challenge to councils to ensure that its revenue and rating systems provide a fair and equitable outcome for the community. But with rapidly rising land valuations comes rapidly increasing in wealth, and hence the taxation of wealth will see those who have gained value paying more than those who have not experienced such gains in their property values. The changes that council has put in place through the new revenue and rating plan that has replaced council's rating policy and rating strategy will ultimately result in a fair and equitable system, see section 3. So I'm assuming that means, this paragraph means, that this budget then supersedes this document. This document was developed with a working group of council, 2 months community consultation, and we came together as a community from all the players of commercial, industrial, residential and urban, and negotiated and agreed where everyone had peace with the system. And the basis of this policy was that when there was a variation in farming or any valuations, that there will be a flexing in the differential to hold the proportions of the pie to about the same. And that was the agreement we had. And I believe that this budget deviates from that policy. Now, the thrust of this strategy is one paragraph here says, this is from the current strategy. Council acknowledges that farms continue to carry an excessive rate burden and recommended that this be reduced at every general revaluation so as to achieve a more and fair and equitable distribution of the rate burden, and further, that the current rating system is broken. And I don't believe that we've acknowledged this policy through the proposed, burden put on the farming community. And the VFS delivered a submission to our council, which I believe was in line with our standing policy. And yet we've chosen already to ignore that, and that really concerns me. To have such a major change in policy, we should have the proper community consultation process as we had when we developed this policy. It talks about a bigger wealth tax. Are we taxed on a superannuation like this? Do mining companies pay rates? No. Do wind farms? No. Do solar farms? Does agroforestry? No. But we have the power to flex that differential down to 25% of the normal rate. And I believe that tool is there to be used. And if, what is the risk of, if we could, as farm values go up, we continue to tax the goose that lays the golden egg more and more? The risk is that the rural community will look to secede from this municipality to go to the West Wimmera, High Marshall, Yarra Yamba. Because if you're in the West Wimmera, for example, the fact that land values go up on farms will make no difference to the rate rise other than the 1.5% allowed by the state. So if we were to, if people chose or got the government to secede, and they would like probably our rate review because their viability is an issue, that would then mean that the farming rate would not increase at the same rate. And at the moment, with this continued increase, it means we cross-subsidise with the urban areas, and it's fantastic to see that our rural roads are getting more funding, and the modelling show that there needs to be even more to catch up, and thanks to Krishna for that work. But the one stumbling block for me in this budget is the fact that I don't believe we're being effort towards the farming community, which drives this whole economy forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Bell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Firstly, I'd like to, Councillor Ross has covered a lot of the things I wanted to raise, but one of the things I'd actually like to say is that the changes resulted as a whole block, because I also support a lot of the budget. I find that a lot of it's really positive, so I'm pleased to see that. However, I am strongly reminded that under the Act,
we're here for the whole municipality, and I don't believe that the way the rates have been set is reflecting that. As Councillor Flynn said, that we're here for the whole community, I don't think our focus should be on whether people are pensioners or farmers or whatever, like we're doing some fellowing and some neighbouring councils. We should be treating everybody the same. One other stumbling block that I have seriously that really bothers me is we had 10 submissions received, of which no proposed changes as a result. Now, I, for one, felt that the VFF submission presented a lot of things that we should have been looking at. But as it turned out, there wasn't the timing when the submissions were made really didn't reflect in the work that the finance department under Mr. Harrison had already put in. I believe that as a new councillor, I'd like to apologise to the community because I believe I've been naive with regards to the budget process. I didn't realise that they were already working on it in November, December when we all had our very big elf hats on. I expected that new councillors would have a clear opportunity to discuss priorities before we were presented with like a draft capital expenditure budget. The fact that we've negotiated some changes and raised some changes, and that these are basically based on the priorities set by the previous council. So, you know, even though I'm happy with the way that the expenditure's worked out, I'm not happy with how it's worked out for the farmers. I do believe that we need to look at, and I was seriously disappointed that after the VFF made that submission to the council for the budget, that we didn't even actually sit down and actually work out the comparisons that meant with what they presented for how the rates would be struck and with what we had now. And I think that's a serious flaw. So thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Councillor Powell.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. It's great to hear everybody have a say. It really is. This is a very important time of the year for everybody, and I mean the whole community, not just sections of the community. May I say for a start, I'm a bit disappointed when it comes to submissions. Unless I have missed it, I would have thought the Horsham ratepayers would have put in a submission for us to look after the people in Horsham, the community in Horsham. I would have thought they would have put it in. It's all we get from the VFF. We get a submission from them. We get a submission from farmers, but unfortunately, the community itself don't seem to want to protect themselves against paying more rates. That's an issue around here because wherever you go, people always BITCH about rates. Everywhere. You walk down to the supermarket, people will talk about, especially when they know you're a councillor, the rates are too dear. Why don't you put our rates down? Why don't you do this? You have to look at where our rates go to. The money we raise through our rates goes back into the community. And that's a big thing a lot of people don't realise. It goes into our urban roads. It goes into our rural roads. So I am at a loss why the Horsham ratepayers haven't put in a submission for us. The big thing, the elephant in the room that's always here, is the farm rates, the differential that we give to the farmers. It's a big white elephant. People haven't spoken about it tonight. I wonder why. I feel sorry. I really do for the farmers. I feel sorry for the poor farmer, not the poor farmer, the small farmer that's got 150, 200, 250, 500 acres of land that they're trying to get a living out of. They also work another job in town or out of town, but they've got this small block. They believe in the community. They believe in working on the farm. It's great life, but they just can't afford the extra blocks of land. They can't afford to go to 2,000 acres, 5,000 acres or 10,000 acres. But we still charge the small acreage the same as we do the large acreage. I question, and I hope someone can let me know in the near future, what is the difference between the farmer, the small farmer that has a second job or the first job in town and he's only up to about 500 acres, why he should cop the same rates as the person that's got 10,000 or, may I say, the commercial farmers that have got 5, 10, 15, 20, 25,000 acres. Why are they the same? It doesn't make sense to me why we penalise people that have got two jobs, one as a farmer and the other one as whatever he may be, butcher, baker, candlestick maker. Why that person on the small acreage has to pay the same rates as the larger people. Why do we give the larger farms, the commercial farms, a differential rate this year of, what will it be? 30%, 40%. It's unbelievable what we'll give away. I only hope through this budget that the money that is not paid in rates by the farming community will be spent in Horsham, will be spent on the people that sell farming machinery in Horsham, will be spent on cars in Horsham, will be spent at the Horsham supermarket, the fertiliser and everything else goes to someone in Horsham, so as Horsham grows with their expense in town. I hate to see and I hate to find out if parts of the farming community do not support Horsham.
That's time, Councillor Powell. Thank you.
Should have made it 5 minutes before.
Council provides 88 services to our community and we deal with people for the entire lifespan, from baby to the most elderly. The Act says we must be fair and equitable. We must deal with fairness and equity. But reading the rate review, it was very clear that fairness and equity means different things depending on the seat you're sitting on. I heard, how is it fair, from many different parts in our community throughout this debate. Farmers were complaining about a 10% rate rise where their average rate valuations went up by 27%. I had residential ratepayers come to me and say, how is it fair that one group in our municipality only pay rates on 59% of their property value? How is it fair? Fairness and equity means different things to different people. Our job is to support all ratepayers. We have elected to drop the municipal charge as a way of supporting those who are on low and fixed incomes. It is a flat fee, it is a regressive tax, and we as a group have chosen to support all members of our community, particularly those on low and fixed incomes, with that change. As Councillor Flynn says, 27% increase in rural road expenditure. And we're also continuing to provide support to our local businesses as they struggle with COVID. As Councillor Bell said throughout the evening, we don't know what the future's going to hold. People haven't come back into the shopping retail centre now after the fourth lockdown. Are we going to have a fifth? Are we going to have a sixth? What is our community going to look like in 12 months' time? We had someone crying in here the other day telling us that they couldn't pay their staff wages. And this is a business in town, and I was just stunned. So if they can't pay their staff wages, can they pay their rent? Can they pay their suppliers? What other bills can't they pay? Can they pay their mortgage? Can they put food on the table? Obviously, they don't have the capacity to go to the bank and borrow money. So we're asking to put a greater rate burden on people that can't already pay their rates, their bills. What about the staff who didn't get paid that week? We've seen throughout COVID the number of people who go week by week, hand to mouth. Do we give them a greater rate rise? As a farm owner with my high land values, I have equity. I can go to the bank and borrow money if I can't afford to pay my bills. We have small businesses in town who do not have that capacity. So I, as a councillor, promise to treat all people in our community with fairness and equity, and I most certainly will be doing that tonight. Councillor Flynn, would you like to close out the debate, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. When we started this journey, we were all part of the process, and we've heard about the rate review. It probably didn't fall the way that we would have liked it. And for us, or for Mr. Harris and his team to have put a budget together, we can only work within the parameters that we're given. So the next 12 months, the next 2 years, the next 3 years, we're going to continue to be challenging for us all. and we need to remember to be equitable. And potentially in 6 months' time, it will be very different to what we're experiencing now. So thank you for your work, Ms. Harrison. And I encourage your support. The 2021-22 budget.
Okay, councillors, we'll put this motion to the vote. All those in favour? Those against? Thank you. That motion is lost. Can we just suspend standing orders for just a moment, please? While we can I someone move?
Councillor
Bell, Councillor Flynn, those in favour? Thank you. That is power has called. All those in favour of this motion, please raise your hand. Councillor Bell, Councillor Bow, Councillor Flynn, Councillor Power, Councillor Galeen, those against, Councillor Haynell, Councillor Ross. Thank you. That motion is carried. I would like to... Councillor Bell, Councillor Bow, Councillor Flynn, Councillor Power, Councillor Galeen, against Councillor Haynell and Councillor Ross. I'm going to offer Councillor Bell and Councillor Power an opportunity to explain why they changed their vote. Councillor Bell, would you like to start?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I've had to revise. I don't take back anything that I raised in the budget discussions. However, I still stand by the things that I raised in the discussions and look to taking them up in the future. However, I can't see our council frozen as of the 30th of June and not able to operate, which effectively, if this motion is defeated tonight, that's not possible, and we can't have a municipality not operate. So I've had to put the whole municipality before it, and because of the division, I'm able to change my vote.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Councillor Powell?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This was nearly one of those things that backfired on me, actually. As I said, I stood up, I was against the budget as it was, as it is. I still believe the municipal charge should be reduced to what it should have been in the document that came in on rates there 12 months, 2 years ago. It should be $200. But for the betterment of this community, betterment for Horsham, Rural City Council, I believe that this budget needs to go through. And that is why I've changed my vote from no to yes. This is something very, very important we need to do. We can work on this budget, the next year's budget, in relation to the differentials and so forth. We really can. We need to work on it. Differentials can't go much lower, that's for sure. So we need to work. We need to work hard on a budget for everybody, not just a few. That's the reason why I changed. Simple as that.
Thank you, Councillor.
It was my intention in the first place.
Thank you, Councillor Powell. No, nope. Sorry, you're an observer. Can I suspend standing orders, please? Thank you, Councillor Flynn, Councillor Bow. All those in favour?
Thank you.
I'm sorry. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the Chief Executive Officer's operational report for June 2021. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Have I got someone prepared to move a motion? Councillor Bow.
I move that Council receive and note the Chief Executive Officer's operational report for June 2021.
Can I have a second for that motion, please? Councillor Flynn. Is anyone opposed to this motion? Does anyone wish to speak to this motion?
Opposed.
Are you opposed? I beg your pardon, I missed that. Councillor Bow, would you like to open the debate, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. One glass of salt. I'd like to another
Councillor,
report.
Can you just hold it there for a minute? Mr. O'Brien, would you be able to go and make sure they're outside the door, please? I can still hear. And it's disrespectful those listening at home to have noise coming through. Thank you. Councillor Bow, please continue.
One of the things that I liked in the report that I'd like to highlight, and I'm pleased about to read in the report, because in part C of the Mr. Marler's report, the projects in advance, it shows how the health and wellbeing across the community has been provided and supported for. And I can speak on all of them, but the one that I can quickly talk about is the Haven car park upgrade and the improvements in the servicing. Comments and things that I've heard that it's a one way in, one way out with a dedicated pathway to the car park, to the school and tennis courts. And also it's it provides a safer school drop-off for easier, quicker, and it's safer for all. So it's great to hear that. Thank you, Mr. Barlow, for your report.
Thank you, Councillor Bowe. Councillor Flynn. Councillor Hainell.
Again, we're advocating for that was at the time of our induction, and where is the community being listened to in this process when we're conducting the community consult so late so as to miss their input on the budget entirely? Possibly this may fall in between the guidelines, but really, is it good governance?
Would anyone else like to speak to this motion? That being the case, we'll put this to the vote. All those in favour? Those against? Thank you. That is carried. Item 10, Councillor Reports and Acknowledgements. Can I have someone just move that we suspend standing orders? Councillor Flynn. Second, Councillor Ross. All those in favour? Thank you. That is against. That is carried. I hadn't quite said carried, so be quick. Councillor Bowe, all those in favour? Thank you. That is carried. Can I have someone move that we receive the reports, please? Councillor Flynn, Councillor Ross, all those in favour? Thank you. That is carried. There is no urgent business. There are no petitions and joint letters. 13, procedural business. 13.1, informal meetings of councillors. The purpose of agenda item number 13.1 is to receive and note the informal meetings of councillors for the council briefing meetings held on the 7th, 9th and 15th of June 2021. No sealing of documents, no inward correspondence. 13.4, council committee minutes. The purpose of agenda item number 13.4 is to receive and note the following council committee minutes. Horsham Tidy Towns committee meeting held on Tuesday, 18 May 2021 at 12:30. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move this as a motion? Councillor Ross, can I have a second, please? Councillor, yes, please read the motion. Beg your pardon, Councillor Ross. Yep, the recommendation there. Yes.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. The Council received a note of agenda items 13.1, sorry, informal meetings of councils and record of meetings, and 13.2. Yeah, 13.2, sealing of documents, 13.3, inward correspondence, and 13.4, council committee minutes. Thank you.
Thank you. Could I have a second, please? Councillor Bell, all those in favour? Thank you, that is carried.
Could I ask a question, please, Madam Mayor? Link. Was this about briefings or meetings? Because I thought I heard the word briefings mentioned.
The very first one was informal meetings.
Not briefings. No briefings mentioned?
Yeah, they were the briefings, the council briefings, on the 7th, 9th and 15th.
I would like to put a notice or a motion against. I'd like to vote against it, actually. Because if there are briefings in there, I would like to know why we don't get summaries, why there are no summaries, when it explicitly says that we need summaries of our briefings, but we don't ever have summaries of our briefings.
Okay. Well, thank you, Councillor Hainell, but the council briefings are confidential to the public, which is why they aren't included in here, we just get a summary. We just get dot points like that. Okay, thank you. Item 14, notice of motion. We have a notice of motion tonight from Councillor Ian Ross. Councillor Ross, would you like to move your motion, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that the City River internal audit confidential status be removed.
Thank you. Can I have a second to that motion, please? Thank you, Councillor Bell. Is anyone opposed to this motion? Anyone? No one's opposed to this motion. Does anyone wish to speak to this motion? Councillor?
Well, if no one's opposed to the motion.
Well, we'll put it straight to the vote. All right. All those in favour of this motion? Those against? Thank you. That motion is lost.
Madam Mayor,
point of order
there. I asked if everyone's opposed to the motion. Nobody was.
So we put it to the vote, but no one indicated they wished to speak. I asked if anyone wished to speak.
I asked if, I said if no one was against the motion.
We'll put it to the vote. Okay. Well, we'll go back and we'll start it again. Okay.
Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Ross, would you like to open the debate, please?
Thank you. One of our key policies of this council is openness and transparency. And I believe we need to get the City of the River issues behind us so we move forward and the really positive things it's doing for our community with the better facilities on the waterfront. So we focus on the good things and get rid of the lingering things that come from last council. I believe by this remaining confidential, not being released to the public in openness and transparency and to see the light of day, it just lingers on, causing issues, I guess, of in relation to people's concern about this. The umpire, the ombudsman, deemed the document should be released. The person is a learned and legal professional person. And the umpire said release it. And on that basis, I believe we should release it. We've been told our budget is tight and in the interest of consistency, for example, in the Gallizan annual proposal, we were told that we needed to approve it as we couldn't afford a VCAT hearing because they're so expensive. Yet in this case, we're appealing something to VCAT where the ombudsman deemed it should be released. And even councillors haven't been able to attend conferences as the budget is limited. And I believe the resources that are put towards defending this at VCAT can be put to much better use in the municipality. And after reading the documentation which is provided with, thank you, Sunil, for this motion in confidential section, it appears to be nothing wrong and nothing to risk damage to HRCC. In fact, the opposite would occur. The order brings out no issues of concern, so why not build public confidence and release the report? I firmly believe that these monies could be much better spent and invested in the community, and I urge my fellow councillors to support the release of this document to the public. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Bell.
Yes. Since the river process has been raised a few times, there was a petition with over 2,000 signatures. There was a notice of motion for with the previous council for an external audit, which was defeated. And then there was a decision made between the CEO and the mayor at the time to do an internal audit. On reading the report, I don't believe there's anything there that would do anything but allay the fears of the community. And so I can't see why we would not do as Councillor Ross says, actually release it so that we can actually move forward. Because when things are hidden, I believe people believe there's a problem.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Would anyone like to speak against the motion? Would anyone like to speak for the motion? Councillor Paynell.
I'd just like to reiterate just then what fellow councillor said, particularly about openness and transparency for community. I think it's just so important. And right now when we're undergoing our community consultations, to have things on the lowdown, not open to the light of day, uncovered or seemingly so, we just need to have those exposed and brought to light so that I'm sure if everything is fine and hunky-dory, it will come out that way. But again, we are here in the interests of openness and transparency on behalf of community, and that process must be upheld. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Bowe.
Mayor,
When I saw this notice of motion and then when I saw it was on the agenda and also some items we're going to discuss and confidential things, to me, maybe this might be a good learning curve is next time that there's something like this to be put up, can we discuss it in the briefing? Because to me, discussing in the briefing might sort of solve the different issues, because to me, it's like when we've had the different agendas and we've, not the agendas, different motions, I might agree with number one and not number two, and just sort of, that's why I can't support it this stage, because I know that we're going to discuss it, but if it comes in the discussion in when we discuss it confidential in confidential, then it's sort of and we're happy with the go out, because I've sort of had a quick look at it, but I don't sort of want to sort of fully understand the implications of audit reports and that, because first time I've sort of seen something like this. So that's why I can't sort of support your notice of motion at this time, Councillor Ross, because to me I would have liked a little bit more discussion about the intake, because it's something totally sort of new and because... And to be fair to the community, they'll be open and transparent. And, yeah, so, I'll just leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak? Okay, we'll put this motion. Councillor Ross, would you like to close the debate, please?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I get disappointed when we have a policy of openness and transparency. And, yes, I think we have the most closed meetings of any municipality in the state. And I don't believe we have really good governance rules, we have really good guidelines, but I don't believe we fulfil and live up to those standards we write. And therefore I urge my fellow councillors to vote for this so we can start to live our policies and actually do them in the interest of openness and transparency. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Councillors, will put this motion to the vote again. All those in favour? Those against? Thank you. That is lost. Confidential matters. There are three confidential items on the agenda for consideration tonight. I now advise that the meeting will close to the public so that we can move into confidential matters. Could someone move the council meeting move into confidential? Councillor Flynn, Councillor Powell, those in favour? Thank you. That is carried.